Brother Durstler is a member of the history faculty at BYU and got held up in traffic coming up here. There's somewhat of an official history of the church in Italy, which Brother Velluto's piece will be a part of, that is being written by some professors at BYU. And Elder Durstler would like to involve you in that if you have an interest, and he'll explain how you might be able to help in that history.
Well, I apologize for interrupting the spiritual side with business. I guess I don't come to the big city often enough to set aside the right amount of time. So my apologies. As President Pacini said, I teach at BYU in the history department, and I'm working with Jim Taranto, who some of you may know, and Mike Comer, who are several generations before me in terms of missionary work. But what we're doing is putting together a history of the church in Italy from the very beginning to pretty much now. And we have written probably 75% of that and are hoping next year at this time to be able to come and show you the fruits of our labor, which should be published at that time. What we're working on right now is a history of the mission from of the church in Italy from the reopening of the mission until present times. And what we're looking for, there's a chapter in the book on missionary life. We have a chapter on missionary life in the 1850s. We want to have a chapter on missionary life in the 1960s to the present. And so what I have here is a very small questionnaire, 20 questions. Many of them are yes and no questions, simple questions like, are you an elder, are you a sister? Did you attend the MTC and things like that? And what we're trying to do is gather as much data as we can to then create sort of a picture of what missionary life was like. It's anonymous, and so you can be honest. We ask questions about how many times you wrote home and things like that, so this won't go on the official records of the church. But we'd very much appreciate if you, at some point in this evening, would take a few minutes and fill out even a small portion of the form. You don't need to answer every question if you don't have an answer to them, but any data that you can help us with will work its way into the book. And again, it'll be anonymous unless you want to sign your name and have your name in the book, and then you know we'll put you there. If Allison and Daniel Danes would stand up, they're in the back here. They are my research assistants. When you leave this meeting, we'll be at the doors handing out the forms. If you would look for one of us or look for a box that we'll have sitting on the tables on the outside here, you can just deposit the paper there. And again, we thank you very much for helping out with the project. I think it's going to be something that that every missionary who served in Italy might be interested in seeing. It's a great story. A lot of things that I didn't know as a missionary I'm finding in the research. And so we invite you to be a part of writing the history of the church in Italy, which we hope to translate into Italian and make available to members of the church in Italy as well. So thank you very much.